So let's come into our postures for practice, taking good care of wakefulness, feeling body sitting, body breathing, just letting all of everything come and go, thoughts, the emotions, the sensations, the sounds. Letting ourselves come to rest. We'll now engage in the practice from the 16 guidelines, the practice on delight. And I'll take my cues from them and I'll change it up a little. Allow yourself to contemplate beings in your life. Human, otherwise, who have positive qualities that you appreciate, all kinds of different ways that you enjoy them, that they may care for you. And you don't have to look for the biggies like the spouse, the partner, the parent. Allow yourself to bring to mind two acquaintances, neighbors, the stray cat on the street. Take a few moments. And as you contemplate these beings and some positive qualities, silently say to yourself, how wonderful, oh, how wonderful. Whether you feel or not doesn't matter. Just engage it. How wonderful. At any point, giving yourself some soothing touch to embellish or warm up the practice. And then pausing with that recollection and just noticing how it's going with you, how the body is, the heart, the mind. Letting it be however it is. And then carrying on with this and bringing forth to mind perhaps these same beings or other beings you know that have had good fortune, some success, something go well for them, emotionally or relationally, financially, some new ease in their life. And as you contemplate each one, ah, how wonderful, how wonderful. And then pause with that and check in. Really feel the body, the heart, the mind. Hold it with goodwill for yourself, however it is. And now allow yourself to slip yourself into this equation, remembering your own positive qualities, perhaps qualities that brought you here today, some sense of care, determination, wishing to live intentionally, kindness, your patience today. Being aware of positive qualities and how they may have also been of aid to others. How wonderful it is. And then pausing with that and opening to how it sits with you. It can be a challenging piece. Giving soothing touch. And now let's move our attention outwards and rejoice at the caring actions of others that are taking place between people you may have never met. So you might think of teachers and schools and people in running hospitals, medical staff, all the parents caring for children, all the adult children caring for parents, all over. How wonderful, and realizing there's barely anyone, maybe no one, who does not contribute to the well-being of others in some way, at least at some point in their life. How wonderful. And again, pausing, noticing the impact of that within body, mind, and heart. And broadening it further, thinking about people who campaign for a better world in areas such as justice, equality, peace, poverty, the environment. Take some time to recall their contribution. People currently and those two in the past. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. And again, little pause, letting it sink in. And reflecting too on those who you may consider saintly from whatever tradition, but they've dedicated themselves to living truly, living from love. They've cultivated wisdom and compassion that we are heirs to. They've cultivated practices, some of the practices we do here, all of the practices we do here. Cultivated by those who bothered to dedicate themselves. Rejoicing in their wonderful qualities and deeds. Pausing with that, again checking in, letting it wash through, nurture us. And finally, trying on, rejoicing in all the good things that you and others have done, are doing, and will do in the future, including sitting retreat. Knowing that all these good things will happen regardless of whatever else happens. Can you have some sense, perhaps, of extending the warmth of this, the delight in this? Extending it out from yourself, city, the country, the planet, beyond time and space. How wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. And then coming back to rest in a sense of body sitting, breathing, noticing how this practice has sat with you. Letting it be so, knowing whether there's difficulty, lightheartedness, irritation, boredom, whatever it may be, the heart is being exercised. May we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. May no one be separated from great happiness. May no one be separated from great happiness. And may our happiness increase. May our happiness increase.